Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Nazir Daf Chaf Kima. We are holding right at the Mishnah, which is three lines from the top of the Amud. Ha'isha shen nadra ba'nazir. An isha accepted Nazirus. Va'isha shoysa ba'yayin umetam alameisim. And she went ahead and violated the terms of Nazirus, drinking wine, becoming tamei lameisim. Harezu sefeges es ha'arboim. Of course, she is liable to malchus. This is an obvious halacha. It is being mentioned on account of the next halacha, which is a chiddush. So this case is straightforward, quite simple. She was over on Nazirus, which was active at the time. She gets malchus. What about hefer lo bala? Her husband stepped in and canceled her Nazirus without informing her. V'hi lo yada, she hefer lo. And she's just going along without knowing. Without knowing that he did the hafara. So unbeknownst to her, the Nazirus has been rendered inactive. V'hi lo yada, she hefer lo bala. V'yisoy shoysa b'yayin, umetam al meisim. And she went along and violated the terms of Nazirus. So in her mind, she's transgressing the halachas of Nazirus. But the truth of the matter is, she was no longer a Nazira at that time because of her husband. So, to her husband's credit, technically his wife was not Iver and Isser, but in her mind, she intended on violating. Still, Eino Sefeges Es Harboim, there's no Malchus coming to her, which seems pretty obvious, but the Chiddush here is that not only is she not getting Malchus min HaTorah, she won't even be punished by the Rabbanon. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, if she's not deserving of regular Malchus, at least Tispoig Makas Mardus, the Chacham should give her Rabbinic Malchus, Mardus, to punish her and to set her back on the right path. So that's the point of Machlekes here. Do we apply Malchus mit Rabbonon? Tanakama says no. Ravida says, well, she is willingly, you know, getting involved in an Isser. She deserves Malchus to set her straight once and for all, even though Minat Torah, she has not really violated any Isser. Continues the Gemara, an interesting sugya discussing the importance of not only the actual, you know, act of a person, the actions, but the intentions, the kavonis and machshavis as well. How important, how valuable our motives and thoughts and intentions in Hashem's service. Tana Rabban, Isha hafiram, Basham yislach lo. So the pasuk says, and Isha made a neder, her husband did the hafara, Hashem has to forgive her. Why is she in need of forgiveness? Even if she violated the terms of her commitment, her neder was no longer active because her husband canceled it. Explains the Gemara, Pemea kos of Medaber, what type of situation are we speaking about? Meaning, if it's a straightforward, simple situation, she made a neder against something, her husband came along and removed the neder, of course she's free to follow through. Why does she need slicha? Why does she need forgiveness? Answers the Gemara, we're speaking be'isha shehefer lo bala. She made a neder. For instance, like in our case, a nazirus. Her husband got wind of it. He went to the Rav. He just did afar. He doesn't need a Rav. So, unbeknownst to his wife, he did the afar. Shehefer lo bala. V'lo yada. And she never got word about that afar. Hakasav medaber. That's the incident that we're speaking about. So in her mind, she's still committed to the nether or to the nazirus, and she goes ahead and she drinks wine. So even though technically she did not commit any crime, still the pasuk is telling us v'Hashem yislach lo, she is in need of kapara. She tzricha kapara slicha because of her intentions. Says the Gemara, u'kashehaya magia Rabbi Akiva tz pasuk ze. When Rabbi Akiva would arrive at this pasuk and interpret the pasuk in accordance with our pshat, that Hashem is holding her accountable to a certain extent, even though technically she didn't do anything wrong, but she was no longer Nazira, she wasn't bound by her neder. But since she willingly got involved in a masa, an activity, which in her mind was asur, that is sufficient to require mechila slicha v'kapar she needs to do teshuva. When Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, which highlights the importance of our every thought, word, and action, hayabaycha, he would cry, saying as follows: Uma mishen esgavan lalus biyodei basar chazir. Look, even this situation, a person, an isha, used a mashal to describe the case. Let's say a person intends, he plans on consuming basar chazir, and Hashem saved him, Hashem spared him, v'olo biyodei basar tala, and he was lucky enough to pick up lamb's meat, which is kosher. So in actuality, he did okay. He was saved from an iser. But since he intended on doing iser, ton kapara slicha, we see from this pasuk, he is in need of kapara because of his machshava. So even though it's just a machshava, it holds such importance. It requires teshuva. It requires kapara. Certainly, of course, when a person actually does something wrong, b'maase hameskavan lalos b'yodei basar chazir. Certainly, of course, it goes without saying, if a person chas v'shalom intends on eating basar chazir, on doing an iser, v'ala biyadei basar chazir, and in fact, he did carry it out, he carried it through, he ate that basar chazir. So his intentions and actions were aveira. Alachas kama v'kama, of course, certainly he needs kapara. Kayetzi v'davar to'imer, in similar fashion, we can apply this idea to the following pasuk, which speaks about an asham tali. Person ate something. Turns out that it may have been iser. He brings a special carbon called the asham tali. The pasuk says, "V'layada v'ashem, v'nasa avoyna." He wasn't sure whether he actually ate something wrong. It was a suffix and he ate it. So he is in need of kapara, needs to bring a carbon, asham tali. And once again, what do we see from here? We see how careful one has to be and how exacting the system is. Look, even this fellow who was assuming what he was picking up was a basar tala, he was hoping it was a basar tala, and it turns out that it was something questionable. Safik chazir. Kigoyin chaticha safik shal shuman, safik shal chelub. Right? What was it? A piece of, fat, which looked like, perhaps shuman, kosher fat, perhaps non-kosher fat, chelev. And he went and he ate it. What does the pasuk say? He is liable. Amakro v'nasa avoynai. He has sinned. He must bring an asham tali. Of course, mishan eskav and lalos biyadei basar chazir, a person really intends on eating non-kosher meat. V'olo biyadei basar chazir, and he actually carried that out. Allah has come and come, certainly goes without saying, he needs kapara. Continues the Braisa, the third step of the Braisa. Isi ben Yuda Omer, he's going to highlight this lesson in another, a slightly different fashion. See, because according to Isi ben Yehuda, the Asham Tali concept only applies when there's an Isser established, meaning there are two pieces of meat. One of them is kosher, one non-kosher, and then he ate one of them. Not sure which one he ate. That's when he brings Asham Tali. So therefore, he highlights the lesson slightly differently than Tanakama. It entails two pieces of meat, one of them being non-kosher. Isa ben Yehuda Omer, v'lo yada v'ashem, v'nasa avoynei. So once again, the pasuk speaking about an Asham Tali, he's not sure whether he actually ate the kosher or the non-kosher, v'lo yada v'ashem, v'nasa avoynei. What do we learn from here? If we find even a person who was eating this piece of meat, hoping and thinking it's kosher, turns out that it wasn't so simple, it was a suffix. For instance, because he had two pieces in front of him, one non-kosher, one kosher, and he consumed one of them, I'm not sure which one. What does the pasuk say? Vinasa avoyna. He's liable. He's responsible. Hamisgavon lalois. Certainly, a person who intends on doing isur chas v'shalom. Hamisgavon lalois. Biyode basar chazir. Ve'ala biyode basar chazir. And he was successful in doing the avera. Alach has kama v'kama. Of course, he needs a tremendous kapara. And the brisa concludes. Al davar ze yidvu kol adoivim. In fact, by taking this lesson to heart, it is incumbent on all to be David, to express that a sentiment of how serious things are and how careful we have to be, and if we're not careful, how distressed we have to be. Yidvu kol adoivim. Okay, end of Brisa. Why does the Brisa have to go through these three steps, three examples, pretty much highlighting the same lesson? V'kol ani lamali, what's the point of all three cases? The Isha, who thought she was a Nazira, turns out she wasn't. She's still responsible for her intentions. This fellow who ate something which was questionable, he has to bring Hashem Tali. Next case, he ate something, one of two pieces lying in front of him, turns out to be questionable. He needs a kapara. And all these are pretty much teaching us the same thing. The exactness, you know, the care, the responsibility before proceeding and doing something questionable. V'chal nilamli, what's the point of all these cases? Tzrichan, they're all three needed. Did Tanaka v'isha. If only the first case of the Isha, the Nazira, Hasam u'dabayi kapara, uslich, I would think, perhaps Dafka over there. She needs kapara. You know why? She was trying to do an Isra. Truth is, she wasn't really a Nazira, but she was trying to do an Isra. Mishum di mikara li yisuri yichav, and her intentions were Isra. That's why she needs kapara. Aval chaticha sofik shal chelo. Sofik shal shuman. But in the next case, it was a piece of meat, piece of fat. Safik Isser, Safik Heter, Safik Kosher, Safik Non Kosher. Lateri Chavin. He was hoping, he was thinking that it's Mutter. So his intentions were good. So I would think perhaps even though his actions were questionable, Leiboy Kapar, Uslicha, perhaps he doesn't need a Kapar. And the Chiddush should know, even in that case he does. V'yet Marado. If we only speak about that case, which needs Kapara, I would say Dika Yisura, because it turns out that there is a good chance that it's Asur. So he needs an Asham Tali. Aval Isha de Hefer Labala, but in the case of the Isha with the husband, her husband already removed the Nazirus, the Atera, it's certainly totally Mutter. Hashem knows it's Mutter. So in terms of action, there was no Isra done at all. Not even a Safik Isra. Loi Tiboy Kapara, Slicha, perhaps there's no need for Kapara. The Chiddush is yes. Intentions count. Kavana matters. V'yit mar hani tarti. If we only discuss those first two cases, which need kapara, avamina, perhaps I would say, hani tarti, only in those two. Who desagalem bekapara slicha. They are deserving of kapara and slicha. Lo'ik be'isur, because after all, there was no isur actually established. In the case of the Nazira, she's totally mutter. In the case of the a piece of meat which was a Safik Isser and Safik Heter, once again, it wasn't established one way or the other. Avos Techatiches. But when you have two pieces before you, Achashal Chelev, one non kosher, Vachashal Shuman, one kosher, Dikbe Yisura, you have an established Isser present here. And he took a chance and ate one. Now it turns out we're not sure which one. Perhaps over there, he violated something. He went too far. He took a chance. Perhaps regular kapara, regular slicha, regular asham tali wouldn't be sufficient to address his wrongdoing. The chiddush is no, even in that case, we apply the same concept. We don't consider it like an outright mazid violation, and therefore an asham tali is enough. But the underlying point here is the focus. On kavana, on machshava, on taking care to keep our actions and machshava is pure. Amar Rabba bar Rachana bar Bichna, continuing on a similar, on the same topic, on a similar vein. Ma'idich siv, Ki yisharim darchi Hashem. What is the pasuk in Hoshea mean when it says Hashem's ways are straight, are just? But tzadikim yelchubam. In fact, tzadikim can successfully traverse those routes. Upoishim yikash lebam. But sinners will stumble along those same roads. So the road is straight. All depends on the traveler. What does the pasuk mean? Can I have an example of the same identical activity, which by a tzaddik is considered successful, and the rasha fails? Mashal l'shnei bnei adam. Let's give a mashal regarding two individuals, both preparing for the Korban Pesach. Shatolos Pesachim, they both prepared, they roasted the Korban Pesach, and they're about to sit down and partake in it. Now, one of them is a tzaddik. He anticipated the Korban Pesach. He wanted to eat it properly, a la soiva, in a way that it satisfies him without being full beforehand. He generated an appetite. Echad ochle l'shem mitzvah. He ate it l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah, properly. He's a tzaddik. Ve'echad ochle l'shem achil gasa. His friend, the next door neighbor, the Russia, he was already over full by the time he got to the Korban Pesach. Achil gasa. He stuffed himself. Zesh ochle l'shem mitzvah. The tzaddik who ate it properly, on him the pasuk says, "V'tzaddik yimel chuba." He fulfilled the mitzvah optimally. Tzaddik yimel chuba. V'zeh she'ochel l'shem achil gasa. But the rasha, who overate, who wasn't enjoying the Korban Pesach, that's not a proper achil. Upoishim b'kosh l'bam. On him the pasuk says, "Upoishim b'kosh l'bam." Amalei Reish Lakish. So the concept is. It's true, but Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Eichon, how could you call this fellow just because he wasn't eating it properly? That's called a rasha. Hi, rasha karsle. He the leyachel, the leyavid mitzvah namufcha. Sure, you didn't do the mitzvah in the most ideal way. You're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach, in royal fashion. Alasay, you're supposed to eat it with teyavin, with appetite. So it wasn't the best way of eating the Korban Pesach. Pesach miyakavid. But ultimately, he was Mekayim the mitzvah. Why is it called a rush? Ella, rather, I'll give you an analogy which fits the bill. Mashal shnei bnei adam. We have two people. Ze ishte v'achayse imayim. Of a bias. Reuven happens to have his wife, who's mutter to him, and his sister, who's an erva to him, both in the house. Ze ishte v'achayse imayim of a bias. Shimon has the same situation in his house. Leze nizdanu le'ishte. Reuven is a tzaddik. So Hashem arranged that he interacted as married with his wife in a permissible fashion. And Hashem spared them from getting involved with the arayis. Ulazeh, but Shimon, who is not worthy of being protected, nizdam le'achisai, he encountered his sister. Zesh nizdam le'ishtai. So in fact, Reuven, who did it properly, Tzadik yimel chubam. On him the pasuk says, Tzadik yimel chubam. V'zeh she'nizdam le'achayse, but poor Shimon, u'poishim mikosh l'bam. On him the pasuk says, poishim mikosh l'bam. He was not protected from Isra. Says the Gemara, okay, the idea is true, but again, it doesn't really fit the literal wording of the pasuk. Mi dami. How could you compare the pasuk to the mashal? Anan kamrinun chada derech. The pasuk is obviously describing one single route. Yisharim darkei Hashem. This same route can prove successful for one and detrimental for the other. Hacha shnei drachem. In your case, there were two options, two separate things that could have been done. And he was lucky enough to do it the right way. He fell through and he encountered the Isser. Two different things, two different experiences, two different types of roots. So once again, it's not exactly matching the pasuk. I want a situation where it's the same exact experience, same masa. But the person on one side of the masa, the tzaddik, is considered to his merit, and to the rasha on the other side of the same story, is considered to his detriment. Ella, rather, it's as follows. Mashal l'loit u'shtei b'noisav, imay. Famous loit with his two daughters. They were involved as married. Now, you would think everybody was involved in the same activity. They're all equally, you know, praised or admonished, right? Either it's good or no good. No. Depends on intent. On motive, on your motivating factor. Hein sheniskaven l'shem mitzvah, his daughter is meant l'shem mitzvah. To reestablish, you know, civilization. It was l'shem shemayim v'tzadikim yelchubam. They were considered tzadikim in what they did. As opposed to who? Loit himself, who did not have that same agenda. Hu sheniskaven l'shem aveira. He in his mind was involved in a less than worthy activity. On him the pasuk says a poish l'mikosh l'bam. So we have two coins of the same activity. For him it's a mala, a mitzvah. For him it's an avir. Says the Gemara, b'dilma hu nami l'shem mitzvah yichaven, l'shem mitzvah yichaven. How do you know what Lloyd had in mind? Maybe he also meant l'shem mitzvah. Amar b'yechanon, it's not so. The pasuk says, tells us as such. Kol pasuk azel l'shem avir nemar. If you take a look at the pasuk describing Lloyd's travels, there are many mentionings of words alluding to improper intentions, improper motives. Al Shem Aver Nemar. It says Vayisa Lloyd. The whole pasuk reads as follows: Vayisa Lloyd as Einav Vayar as Kol Kikar Hayarden Ki Kula Mashka Fnei Shachas Hashem Asdim Ba'Amora Ki Gan Hashem Keres Mitzrayim Boyachatzer. This is when he decided to leave Avraham Avinu. Let's take apart the pasuk word by word. Vayisa Lloyd indicates something less than worthy. He was aiming for something else, arayis, like we find by Ishes Petifar. It says Vatisa Ishes Adoinav Eseinav. The next words in the pasuk are Eseinav. Once again, it's alluding to improper behavior, like by Shimshon and the Isha Ki Yishara Beinai. The next word Vayar, we find that pasuk by Vayar Oisa Shchem and Chamar, less than proper behavior. The next word is called Kikar Ayardin. We find that alluding to improper behavior as well. Kibad Isha Zoina at Kikar Lechem. Further, Kikula Mashke. We find that as well by Znus. Elcha Achar Mahavai. Nois Neilachme. Meimei Vitzamri Upishte Yishimri Vishikuyai. So Mashke and Shikuyai go together. Asks the Gemara, why are we holding Lloyd accountable? What did he do wrong? Vabeinas Anis. It was done while he was drunk. They brought him into the situation. Why are you blaming him? Tana Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chuni. The answer is like this. The first time he didn't know, but the second time he did. And he should have been careful. Why do we find in the Torah, a period, a dot, situated above the vav of the word ubikuma of the older daughter? To teach you as follows. In fact, the onset of the experience, that was done without his awareness. But the termination of that experience, by that time he was already back into it, and he knew. So he was aware about what happened. And therefore he's responsible. Umar heavily remembered. Why are you considering him guilty? What could he have done at this point? It was too late. My dava hava, past is past. Nafkimina, oh. The point is, the lapanya achrina, the next night he should have been careful. He should have kept away from wine. Darash rava maidach said, what does the pasuk mean? Again, regarding late. Pasuk and mishle, ach, a brother, a relative. He's a relative of Avraham Avinu. It says, "Kanosha achem anochnu, ach nifsha." He broke away mikiryas oiz from the bastion of strength from Avraham Avinu. Umidyanim kevriach armoin, and he created strife, which locked him out like he bolted door from the palace. He could no longer join Klal Yisrael. His descendants from Amon Amoyev are outlawed. Ach nifsha mikiryas yarim, says the Gemara. Mikiryas oiz. Zeloit. That's Loit Shapirash Mavram, who separated from Avram. The pasuk continues. Umidyana kebriach armon sheito midyana. Created strife. Kebrichin of armon and bolted himself out like a briach from the armon, from the palace of Klal Yisrael, as the pasuk says. Lo yavay amoinim yavib kal Hashem. Anybody from Amon Amoyav, Loit's descendants, cannot join the Jewish nation. Dorash Rav. Vitemar Bitzchak. Maidach Siv. What is the pasuk? In Mishle Yudches, mean when it says Lasava, for desire Yevakesh Nivrod, one separates himself from the pack, from the rest of the community, to pursue his personal desires. Ubekoil Toshiel Yizgalo, and his shame will be revealed to all, as taught and presented in the Torah. Which individual? Who's this going on? Once again, it's going on Zeloit. He wanted to do his own thing, lead his own lifestyle. He separated from the Tzaddik Avraham Avinu. And what was the result? Ubakoil Toshia Yizgala. What happened? Shinizgala Klein, his shame was revealed and publicized. Bibatnik Nesiyas, Ubatim Midrashis. The Pasuk says they can no longer join us. We have it in the Mishnah as well, the Snan. Amoinim Miyabi, anybody from that nation, Asurin, they can't join. Visurin, Israelim, all their descendants are outlawed. Tesis says, Ubakoil Toshia Yizgala. In the entire Torah, we find that his shame is revealed and pronounced in Torah Shebechsav, as per the Pasuk we mentioned before, Lo Yovo Yamoini Me'avi B'Kal Hashem, and in Torah Shebalpeh as well, as per the Mishnah we just mentioned, Amoini Me'avi Asurin V'Yisurin Yisroelo. Once again, back to the topic of Machshav, of intention. Here comes a Chiddush. Amar Ula. We find cases, two cases which are very similar, but oh, so different in terms of their essence and their outcome. We find Tamar Zinsa, Yehuda, right? One of the Shvatim, his daughter-in-law Tamar, interacted with him as married. L'shem Shamayim, Zimri Zina, Zimri, the Rasha, in the Midbar, he got involved with Kazbi Basur. So both very similar acts. And look what happened. Tamar Zinsa, by her, she was the descendants, kings and prophets, because she did it l'shem Shemayim. Zimri Zina, his improper behavior brought about catastrophe. Naflu olav kamar avavim Yisrael, he brought about downfall, destruction. Tens of thousands amongst Klal Yisrael suffered and died because of him. Omar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, gedoy laver l'shma. At times, a person may be compelled to do something improper. But if it's l'shem Shemayim, it is praiseworthy. Of course, we have to be careful. It's not for us to decide. This is something that the previous generations were able to, work through. But in concept, we find that even an avera, but a l'shma can be greater than a mitzvah shalei l'shma, than doing a mitzvah without the proper intentions. Says the more, really? An avera l'shma is greater than a mitzvah shalei l'shma? V'amar vidam arav. It's not so. Lo elam yasu gadam b'torah mitzvahs afilu shalei l'shma. A person should pursue Torah mitzvahs even without, avas Hashem and biggest, madregis of kavona and av and kedusha, because eventually shemateh shalei l'shma and b'lishma. Eventually, enough of shalei l'shma, enough activity, even if shalei l'shma will draw you into l'shma, you'll get an appetite. Like they say, mita esen kumt appetit. Through eating you get an appetite. Rav Chaim Voloshin writes, a person learns a couple of hours, it's inevitable that he's going to get to a point that he's really going to feel close to Hashem. Other Svarim write that the actual mitzvah, that even Shalei L'shma eventually will be elevated when in fact a person turns around and rises in his level. In any case, a person should not shy away from doing Torah mitzvahs even if he doesn't have the highest levels of L'shma. So of course, that's better than Avera. Even if the Avera is L'shma, Ela Ema, let's modify the saying as follows. This is the formula. Avera l'shma is kim mitzvah shalei l'shma, is equated in some way to a mitzvah shalei l'shma, because each one has a mal and a chesar, right? Avera, the action is an avera, but the intention is good. So you have the intention, but not the action. On the other hand, you have a mitzvah shalei l'shma, you have a good action, a good masa, but the intention is a bit off. So either way, you have one up, one down. So it's similar in nature. Both are, the Russians, both are chashev. What do we see? That even Navera, Lishma, can have meaning, can have value. Dechsev, Tevoirach, Menoshem, Yoel. Eishas, Chever, Akeni. Yoel, the wife of Chever, saw Sisra running. She sought to destroy him, and thus save Kal Yisrael. And she offered him, hospitality, and she interacted with him, which technically was an avera, but she was doing it to save Klal Yisrael, and therefore was permitted. And the pasuk praises her; she should be blessed. Minashim ba'el tevirach, like the great imais. Sarah, Rivka, Rachav, Leah, where we find the lashon oil mentioned, as the Tosfos brings here. Man nashim shebo'el. In fact, who are these nashim shebo'el that the pasuk is referring to when equating in a way to Yael, Eishes, Chever, Akeni? Sarah, Rivka, Rachav, Leah. So we see that Torah the pasuk praises her, even though she did an avera, but it was lishma. She gets the bracha, like the imoyis, and the mefarshim explained that in a certain way the imoyis were involved in mitzvah shel lishma, in terms of the fact that the they allowed, they encouraged, you know, they recommended to Yaakov to take their shivcha. The Mefarsh learns it was in order to for them to get more shvatim, sort of on their to their credit. Obviously, we're talking about the biggest tzaddikim and tzaddikas here. It's not for us to judge, but that's the way the Mefarsh learns the Gemara. In any case, the point of the matter is. Intention, kavana, lishma, how important it is. On the one hand, on a positive note, even avera shelo lishma. Sorry, even avera, but if it's lishma, it's considered chashev. That's on a positive note. And on a negative note, even a masa, which is not an avera, but if the kavana is impure, like the isha who's thinking she's in a zero and she's going ahead and drinking anyways, that needs licha v'kapara. On a positive note, real positive note, a mitzvah, right? Ideally, a mitzvah should be done lishma. But even shloi lishma, it also has value. And a person should not shy away. Lo ilu miasik odam b'toyra b'mitzvahis in all situations. So on the topic of Yael Eishas Chivarakeni, what happened with her and Sisra? Amar b'yechan sheva b'ilo yisbal yisei rasha b'yisei sho. This rasha, Sisra, was involved with her as married 7 times. Shenemar bein raglea kora nafal shachav. We find 7 mentionings of interactions in that pasuk. How could she do that? V'kamisani mebi'ilo delay. She's benefiting from the experience. Amar biyichanan with a rasha. That's terrible. That's not hana. Kol teivasan shel rishayim. Any a favor, so to speak, provided by a rasha. Eina ela roa etzat tzadikim etzadik, who is compelled to interact and receive from that Rasha, from its torture. Shanamar Yishamalacha Midabra Miyakov Mitevadra. As we find elsewhere, Hashem warning Lavan when he was pursuing Yaakov, don't involve yourself with him. Mitevadra. Don't speak to him, good or bad. Now, Bishlem Ra, I understand why he was warning him against speaking Ra, well, Shaper, of course. Don't threaten Yaakov Avinu. That's understood. Oh, Toiva, my Lord, what's wrong with praising him and complimenting him and telling him a good word? Elo lashma, we learn from here, Taivasai, the Taiva coming from Russia, he means is himself. He's not providing, he's not giving. It's all about himself. Rahi, it's considered a Raha, Shmamina, that proves the point. Goofa, let's go back to the lesson we learned before. Omar Vidamarav Loilo Miyasu Godam Betoira Bimitsvis Afilush Loilishman, even a person can't bring himself to learn Lashem Shemaim. Go ahead, learn anyways. Do mitzvahs anyways. Shemateyo Shaloilishman Balishman eventually. That act, that masa, that Torah will not be lost. It will be elevated to Lishma. We're going to prove it from a story in Tanakh. Shebishar Membeis Karbonis. How many Karbonis did Balak offer to Hashem? 42. Tosef says he made a mizbeach 3 times, each time bringing seven mizbeaches, right, in 3 locations. So 3 times 7, 21. And each mizbeach had a parva ayil. Okay? So it's 21 times 2, 42. He was doing it, why? To facilitate a klala, to enable, to empower Bilam to curse us, right? And he got schar for it. Shebeschar merim beis korbanis, sheikr balav karasha. In the merit of the 40 korbanis brought by balav karasha, look what happened to him. Not to himself personally, but to his deiros, to his descendants. Zocha, he was zocha v'yatza men Rus. He had his greatest descendant, Rus. Eventually, his merits carried weight and generated beautiful results. So nothing goes to waste, nothing goes to lost. V'arabizir v'chanina Rus bas b'noi shel egloin melech moiv hoisas. We find that, in fact, Rus traces her lineage back to Eglain melech moiv, a descendant of Balak. continues the Gemara. Amar b'chir bar Abba, Amar b'yechnan. Menayin she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach afilu schar sichano. Where do we find that Hashem will not withhold reward for even a good word, a positive word, a proper expression? Even that gets schar. Everything has value. How do we know that? Dilu b'chira. Back to the story of Lot with his two daughters. So we have the older one, the b'chira, who went first. The krisei mayav. How did she name her child? Mayav. Mayav. He's my father's child. Not the nicest name. And they got retribution for it. Amalei rachmona. So because of that, Hashem tells Moshe to instruct Klal Yisrael. Al tatzer as mayav. You know what? Moshe Rabbeinu, don't fight with them. Al tatzer as mayav. Val tisker ba melchama. Don't instigate war with them. Let's make a diuk. No war. But you can challenge them. You could make life miserable for them. Melchama deloy aval tzur tzarinam. You could be mitzayer them. That's by mayav. Vilu tziro, but when it comes to the younger daughter, who is more careful? Who is more dignified in her expression and her reference to her child? The Karisei Ben Ami. Her child, which also came from her father, was named Ben Ami, son of my nation. Without explicit mention of the true story. Because of that, Amalei, Hashem tells Moshe, Al Tetzurim. Al Tetzurim Al Tizkar Bam. Don't even, instigate. Don't get involved with the Amoinim. Don't bother them. Afilu Tziurei, Lo Tetzarin and Klal. Don't even bother them. Because of the schar of their grandmother. One more thing we learn from the story. A person should be careful to be magnet, to be zaris. To hurry up and do a mitzvah at the first available opportunity. Because of that one night that the older sister preceded, jumped ahead of the younger one, she grabbed the mitzvah first. So both daughters eventually had descendants which were rose to kingship in Klal Yisrael, but the older one was zeicha that her descendant became melech way before, four daughters before the same happened to the younger sister, apparently because of her, the schar of her zrizus in her mitzvah actions. Okay, so we spoke about the importance of machshava. On the negative side, on the positive side, we have Anisha, who doesn't realize that she's no longer in a zira. She proceeds, thinking she's doing an isser. She needs slicha, machshava, kavana, intent, counts. On the flip side, a person can even do an avera. He's big enough to figure out how to do it right. Avera lishma, as we find by Yoel Eishes Chever Akeni. Not something for us to decide, us simple people, but in concept we find that it was to their credit, even though it was an avira, but the lishma is what gives it life. The lishma is what determines its quality. On the mitzvah side as well, we speak about tzadikim el chubam, we speak about l'shem shemayim, we speak about doing Torah mitzvah lishma, but even shalei lishma. We say a person should involve himself with shalei lishma, because eventually he's going to rise to lishma, nothing goes to waste, everything gets schar. We find by Balak, we find by the children of Lot, Hashem accounts for everything. Thoughts, words, or actions. Hatzlacha rabba, psuras tovos, ksiva chesima tovah.